Grace and peace in the name of Jesus Christ, the one who loves us and the one I pray we love with all our heart, soul, and mind this day. Amen. Our text today is the gospel lesson from Mark 10. We pray, Lord, open our ears that we would hear. Open our hearts that we would receive your word with faith and joy. Give us your Holy Spirit that we meditate, concentrate now, and receive your word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as you know, one thing can make a big difference. One thing can make a big, big difference. For example, if you're cooking today, grilling out today, maybe grilling out some steak, and you have salt and you have pepper and you have the steak sauce and you have the grill going, you have the charcoals going, you have your grill tools there, you're ready to go, aren't you? No. What's the one thing you're lacking? The steak. Without the steak, you don't have steak. Or if you are painting, I've been doing some painting around the house here or there the last few months, and you have the paint brushes and you have the paint containers and you have the paint tins and you have the paint cloths and you maybe have a ladder if you got to go up a ladder, you're ready to go, right? No. What's the one thing you're lacking? The paint. Without the paint, you're not going to do a whole lot of painting. Or if you're playing football, we all know one play can make a big, big difference. One fumble at the touchdown line can make a big difference for the other team. And one missed catch in the end zone can make a difference for your team. One play, one point, one field goal can make a big, big difference between winning and losing. In the gospel today, to go to the really important things of life, Jesus tells this young man, you lack one thing. You lack one thing. Go sell everything and come follow me. And this one thing makes all the difference in eternity. This one thing is the difference of heaven and hell, of life and death, of going home sad or going home happy. Do you have the one thing? On appearance, this young man in the text, he looks like he has everything. This guy is the all-American boy. He fits very well into American society because he looks like he's got it all. He's on the cover of magazines. Be like this young man. He is the role model for all of us. First of all, this young man's asking the right questions. He asked Jesus, how can I have eternal life? He's a spiritual young man. He's not just earthly minded, even though he's wealthy. He has his mind on bigger things, on heaven, eternal life. He's asking the right questions. He's seeking God. Oh, he's spiritual. He doesn't ask Jesus how he should invest his money, what stocks he should buy, what team he should bet on. He doesn't ask about real estate. Help me to grow my empire, Jesus. He asks about eternal life. He knows there's something more than just this life. Ah, he's on the right track. He's smart. Secondly, he's very respectful to Jesus. Very honoring of Jesus. He runs to Jesus. He kneels before Jesus. Most people didn't do that back then. He calls Jesus good teacher. As Jesus notes, why do you call me good? Only God is good. It's as if you're calling me God and you're kneeling before me as if I'm God. Of course, Jesus is God. But he's very respectful of Jesus, very honoring of Jesus, kneeling down. We kneel during Advent and Lent. And even during those seasons, we usually complain about it because our knees might get sore or our back sore. We can't even kneel. He kneels spontaneously without anybody talking to him about it. Very honoring, very respectful. Thirdly, he appears to be very, very good. Jesus tells him, you want to have life? Then you know the commandments. Don't murder, don't commit adultery, don't defraud, honor your mom and dad, obey the commandments and you'll have life. And notice the guy's response immediately without hesitation. All these I've kept from my youth. He's a good, good man. He's kind. He's loving. He hasn't murdered. No adultery. He doesn't even lie about people. And he's done it since he was a young, young man, maybe 2 or 3 years old. But he walked down the road. People said, ah, be like him. He's your role model, little boys and girls. He's so kind and good and loving. He obeys mom and daddy. He's never been arrested, never been in trouble, never done drugs, never done any of that stuff. Be like him. He's the role model. He appears to be so righteous. He's got it all. And on top of all that, the icing on the cake, he's rich. Wow. As the text says, he has great wealth. He's got everything. This guy, we all love Peyton Manning still here in Tennessee. Maybe we like Butch Jones a little bit more today, but we all like Peyton Manning. This guy's the Peyton Manning of Mark chapter 10. He is smart. He's respectful. He's a good, good guy who doesn't commit any crimes, and he's wealthy. You would think Jesus would answer him and say, look, pal, you're a shoo-in. You want to have eternal life? You're a shoo-in. You don't have to worry about it. You got everything and even more for other people. You're so good and so wonderful and so rich. That's what the crowd thought. He appears to have everything. But then God answers, because Jesus is God. And Jesus says the words that really burst his bubble. You lack one thing. This guy's never heard those words. He's never heard you lack anything, because he's got everything. But God tells him, you lack one thing. Go sell everything and come follow me. What's Jesus saying? Christ is saying, your intelligence, your smart mind isn't good enough. You might be smart, it's good you're seeking God, but you're not smart enough. You think you're respectful and you're honorable, and it's very good you kneel before me. That's not good enough. To kneel before God and give him some honor and call him a good teacher is not good enough. And you think you're so good, you've obeyed the commandments. Well, you're not near good enough. If you're honest with yourself and you're wealthy, your wealth can get you into many places, but your wealth cannot get you into heaven, into the arms of God. You lack one thing. And what's that one thing, folks? The one thing's a person. Who does he lack? He lacks Jesus. Jesus is the one thing. He's the only thing. Notice Jesus doesn't give him choices. You want to have eternal life? Well, there's me, and then there's Allah, and there's Buddha, and there's this God, and that spirit, and that religion. Just kind of pick one or mix them together, and you'll have life. Jesus says, leave everything and come follow me. I'm the only way. I'm the one thing you lack. And without me, you have nothing. Christ is the one thing, the only thing, the everything. He is saying, I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I am your Lord. I am your Savior. I'm the Lamb of sacrifice. I'm the light of the world. I'm the bread of life. I'm your good shepherd. You got to have me to live. So let's be clear, folks. Let's be real clear. With Jesus, you have life. Without Jesus, you have death. You lack the one thing. With Jesus, you have mercy. Without Jesus, you have nothing but misery. You lack the one thing. With Jesus, you have gladness, and you leave with gladness. Without Jesus, you leave with a sad heart. Maybe the first time this guy ever cried. He needs to cry, and hopefully he repented and came back later. We don't know, probably not. With Jesus, you go home glad because you have everything. Even though you're sick, even though you don't have money, you don't have a house, you don't have a job, people are dying, people don't like you. You have everything if you have Jesus. But without him, you go home sad. You know your heart's very empty. And you know you're lacking. With Jesus, you have heaven. Without Jesus, you have hell. It's black and white. There's no gray area. That's how it is. I was at the doctor's office this past week, and my doctor in his office has a nice big poster, and the poster was of a snow skier coming over a cliff, and snow was spraying, and he's flying over a cliff, and the slogan said, if it is to be, it's up to me. If it is to be, it's up to me. Now there's the human spirit. There's the American attitude. If it is to be, it's up to me. And I can fly over cliffs. I can do all things. If it is to be, it's up to me. When it comes to eternal life, and it comes to living forever, and it comes to being in glory, it's a pure, fat-out lie. And by the way, I gently, kiddingly told my doctor that in the doctor's office. He knows I'm a pastor. I don't know if he took the poster down or not yet. I told him in a nice way. If it is to be, if I'm going to live forever, it's not up to me. If it is to be, it's up to thee, Lord Jesus. If it is to be, it's up to the tree of his cross. If it is to be, it's up to thee. If it is to be, it's up to the tree. He's the way. He's the life. He's the Lamb. And so Jesus says, follow me. And oh, if this man would have followed Jesus, he would have beheld the cross where his Savior died for him and heard him say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. But he probably never saw it. He was home playing with his money. He perhaps would have been a witness of the resurrection and seen the risen Lord and heard the Lord say, peace be with you. But rather, he was home thinking about the next possession he was going to buy, or maybe watching the football game. Other things to do. If he'd have followed Jesus, maybe he'd have been a witness of the ascension and seen Christ arise into heaven and say, I will come again. But no, this man's too busy. He loves his job, his popularity, his wealth, and all his possessions. But enough of this guy. The real question is you in the pew. For this same Son of God confronts you today and looks you in the eyeball. You want eternal life? You want to live forever? Good question to ask. Think about spiritual things rather than all the temporal things that don't make any difference anyway. You want eternal life? You want to live forever? You want peace with God? You really want that? What are you going to do with Jesus? Will you follow him or forsake him? Will you rely on him or rely on yourself and how good you are, how wealthy you are, and how nice you think you are to people? What are you going to rely on? You're going to be a disciple? You're going to be a deserter? You're going to persevere? You're going to quit? What say you, Christian? What will you do with Jesus? You see, one thing makes a big, big difference. Jesus is that one thing. He's the only thing. He's our everything. And dear friend in Christ, I look you in the eyeball. Don't lack the one thing, or you'll miss out on everything. Amen. Let's stand and confess our faith.